Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions, and my guest again, because it was recent, and when I finished, I said we had to continue the interview, is Emilio Ortiz of Servimetal, and we covered Emilio's development and transition in Servimetal, how he started as a sales representative, and first as an employee, then a sales representative, and the trading as a trader, and then into manufacturing, and how he's continued to grow the business at an age where most people would already be retired or certainly looking for retiring. And we talked about his experience, which raises the hairs on your back, in terms of he could have died on two occasions in one particular incident, and we talked about his father and how he also at 65 decided to start a new business. He was in fact he was in fact insulted when you said that it's time for you to retire, and he said he's going to show you. So he started a whole new business.
In his words, he said, I'm going to teach you now what I am capable of doing.
Yeah. So it's so Emilio, welcome back to the program. Nice to have
you. Thank
you
very
back.
Much, Jorge. Very nice to be back.
And I wrote an article that's in my webpage on an experience I had with American Airlines, and it's it was based on in terms of the article, a book I read on bargaining with the devil, and I basically put the American Airlines experience as bargaining with the devil, where you decide you can't really deal with that person. And I was telling you about that story and my experience with American Airlines. The listeners can go into my webpage and into the blog section, and they can read that article. But then you told me your American Airline experience, it was much more hair-raising than mine. So tell us what happened with your experience with American Airlines. I think it was in the 70s?
This was in the 80s.
80s, okay.
Yeah, in the 80s.
So what happened?
Well, it was more my wife than me, but of course we were together. We were flying out of JFK to Puerto Rico. And we had purchased an antique clock, and we had it. We were carrying the antique clock by hand. And when we got to the terminal, the porter, we were flying first class, and the porter, takes away my clock, which was in a box, and I thought he was going to hold it. And he was so efficient that he checked it in and put it into the cargo bay. Immediately, we asked them to retrieve the clock, and they said, no, we cannot get the clock back. And they told us, the only people that can get the clock back from you is at the gate, at the desk at the gate, because this was at the entrance of almost curbside. So we went all the way, and of course there was no 9/11, no restrictions that are there now. And at the counter in the gate, we tell them that we have this situation, that they have to retrieve this clock. And they said, no, we're not going to retrieve this clock. So my wife says, but we do not want to fly in this airplane if you do not retrieve the clock. So please retrieve all our luggage, because we're not going to fly in this plane. And this lady says, well, the luggage is going to go regardless whether you go or not, so you make a choice. Now, at that point, we are frequent flyers, American Airlines, we're both platinum for life, and we have all sorts of millions of miles on American Airlines. And my wife says to them, to this lady, hey, you cannot do that. You cannot fly the luggage because there might be a bomb. And then this lady says, "You are saying that there is a bomb." And my wife says, "No, I'm not saying there is a bomb. I say that if you fly this luggage without the passengers, and if there is a bomb in there, you know, things, you're not allowed to do that. We know that for a fact because part of the FAA announcements is that you're not allowed to do that." So this lady gets all excited, and she says that we cannot board the plane. And all of a sudden, we started an argument, and the other guy that was working with her says, "Come on, don't do this," and all that. Well, they allow us to board the plane. When we are in the runway, almost getting ready to take off, all hell breaks loose. All police cars and the whole nine yards of fire trucks and all that start circling the aircraft. And my wife looks at me and says, "Do you think this might be related to our situation?" I said, "Nah, you gotta be kidding. There's gotta be an emergency somewhere, somehow, you know? I mean, this cannot be possibly related to us." But it was. They stopped the plane. The pilot said that he had been instructed to go to a secure area. And then they opened the front door. Police came on board, and they took off the plane. They took us off.
Arrested you.
They handcuffed my wife, you know, and they said that I was free to go with them if I wanted to, but I was not under arrest. She was. And they put her into a police car. They took her to the airport police station, put her in jail there. And she was sitting in jail. Unfortunately, my daughter at that time was an attorney in New York. So she's in New York. They are justice of the peace, of justice of the court. All attorneys are justices of the court. So she showed up at the airport, and they freed her under the the protection of my daughter, and that was absolutely incredible. It took us about 3 years to clear her name, to have her records expunged from the system. So that there was no record of this ever happening. American Airlines never apologized, never said anything. We know that they made comments that this person was not a stable person, the lady that started all this problem, and that there was a union situation that they had to deal with her. But it was really a very stressful situation, especially for my wife, because she didn't say anything. She didn't make any threats at all. She only said what any common sense people would say, you know, "Yeah, you can't fly these things because you're violating the law. I mean, if there is a bomb in there, you know, you're not, that's not right.
You shouldn't separate the passengers from the
luggage. From
that's
the luggage.
That's 101.
Yeah, but the 101 rule is, and all the attorneys in New York said, do not use that word. That word creates flags, red flags all over. You say bomb, it doesn't really care who says it, when, or under what context. That is a no-no.
Right.
We learned that experience, unfortunately, the hard way.
And during that three-year period that she had problems getting on planes and all
no.
that, there weren't the security checks that there are now.
No,
it had
no,
been
no.
now, she'd be having
no,
every
no,
time.
No, we had no difficulty at all getting into planes or at that time we were visiting the White House, and we had security clearance, and we had no problem with that at all.
Mm-hmm. Which, but 3 years of legal fees to get
this
thing. Oh
my God! You know, you have no idea. Plus, you have to really think. The judges, one particular judge in New York, wanted to put my wife under psychiatric care because she didn't know. And she said, you know, maybe this person, it's got a problem. So my attorney in New York had to really, get up and said what he needed to say. Unfortunately, it was overruled, or, the judge the sister from the idea.
Yeah, reconsider where reconsider. She was normally going, boy.
Yeah.
But what, so your experience compared to mine, my only had to do with where they wanted to put the dog into the baggage area instead of with us in the cabin. But there was well, but yours case we know.
I'm forgetting
but
that
put
when
in
they
handcuffed and put in jail and
when they took us they put her the handcuffs with her hands behind and then they told me to open all our they put all our luggage in the tarmac. They took the luggage out of the plane, and they said, "Are you reluctant to open the luggage? I'll open anyone that you want. I mean,
give me my antique clock back." my goodness, what an experience! Well, we have to take a break, and we'll be back with Emilio and Fidel Castro when we come back. So I'm with Emilio Ortiz of Servi Metal talking about some experiences he's had on a personal level that are really interesting and I'm kind of mind-boggling. We'll be right back after this break.